This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team, and Louis Shapiro from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. You heard who's going to be on the show. We got a packed show, so let's light this candle. Elwood Bunny, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Sorry, I know what you're thinking right now.
What's that?
I'm in need of a haircut.
How'd you know?
I just because I could tell on your face, you got something sarcastic loaded up, ready to come out. I just wanted to let you know I was supposed to be in Paris right now on a plane coming back.
You are?
From Normandy, Paris.
Is that the plan? Is that the that you were going to navigate?
That was the thing I was going to lead, the trip I was going to leave with 36 WGN listeners that signed up. Came down with COVID.
Oh, my gosh.
Gone. So no trip. But they had, from my understanding, a fantastic time. I had a haircut set up for the Wednesday because I wanted to be freshly coiffed before I went on the trip.
Mm, just course. Make that word up?
Yep.
Good.
And I'm like, okay, now I got to get re-coiffed because I missed my first coiffing.
Right.
And I have to wait till Wednesday because my coiffer is so... there was a tour guide there.
Really?
I was out. And then to boot, my dog passed away.
No.
Yep.
So the one who pooped in your wife's backseat of her car.
No, that's the other dog that vomited. Oh, pooped. In my ventilated seats.
Right.
Yeah, so we've got some challenges in the Hochberg house.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's been a rough 2 weeks. My wife's birthday was Saturday. Our dog, George, passed away at 12:34.
Do you
Sunday
just love
morning.
Coming on air and starting at like a really big high? Just like a really positive note for all the listeners?
With my haircut, COVID, and my
Death.
Dog dying.
Yeah.
Just fire right out of a cannon.
Right. Yep. So
Boom.
Everyone just, you know.
We're off to the races.
Light a smoke, grab a beer, and let's all
right.
be sad for 3
or
hours.
Or keep smoking and keep drinking. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are here until 1 o'clock. Let's go around the table. We'll go ladies first. Sarah Leonard, welcome to the show, Legacy Properties.
Thank you, sir.
What are we talking about today?
I figure we'll talk about the market going into spring because I think that's where most homeowners have questions, which is what timing is right, what timing is not right, and when is the market best.
Yep.
I thought you and I could talk a bit about the interest rates.
Yep.
Yeah, and kind of how that has an impact on the market.
Yep.
And then just what we're looking forward to seeing in 2026.
All right. We're going to jump over Lewis because he's going through some flop sweat right now for Redo Cabinets. We'll give him a chance for the air conditioner to kick in before we have to bring in the IV. We'll go to Mike Epping, whose first show he had to wear adult diapers because I thought he'd be pooping in his
there
pants.
There you go, Mike. Yeah.
There you go, Mike. I did
that
bring
out.
It up. And, you know, he brought his trusted sidekick Kevin in case he passes out. What are we talking about? How you feeling? You had pneumonia?
Yeah, I'm feeling better now.
You look good.
I didn't know you had COVID. So
I had COVID.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about preparations for winter, not just for snowbirds, but people that obviously live here all year long. And try to prevent bad things happening to them during the winter months, and also promoting a water heater sale we've got going through the end of November.
Phone number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Mr. Spencer, Roy Spencer, 40 years, 500,000 clients. Was it over 400? Is it close to five? Is it five?
It's 547, but who's counting?
47 years, yeah. 500,000 happy clients, over 20,000 five-star Google reviews?
Yes, sir.
Wow. What are we talking about?
Well, given that it's fall home improvement season, and people, rightfully so, are looking to do some projects before we all batten down for the winter, dawned on me that it'd be a good time to talk about the dirty secrets of home improvements.
Oh, okay.
Contractors, and so we're going to talk about some of those.
Landmines not to step on that you don't even realize you're stepping on.
Yeah, and again, been in the home improvement contract business now for 50 years, and unfortunately, some of the same scams that were going on then and bad practices continue to go on. So,
phone number for listeners who want to reach you and your team.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
I stepped on the phone number. I'm sorry, the phone number one more time. But
800-421-7325.
Lewis Shapiro, Redo Cabinets. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here, Dave.
We have a dry cleaner downstairs for your shirt after the show. Probably going to need some dry cleaning.
I'll make a change, yeah.
Yep, the salt rings under your arms. Very attractive. What are we talking about?
So I want to talk today about how we can help homeowners and families protect the largest investments in their life. It's their home. So we'll talk about how we can take care of their kitchen.
Phone number?
630-381-5583.
You have to sing at the end of the show every first time, every rookie. We've got three songs to choose from, YMCA, we have It's Raining Men, and Lou Rawls. And so, we have George Benson on Broadway was an added one.
You know, Sarah and I have been practicing a duet, so it'd be perfect.
Made Greg do this, and Greg did it. Mark and I were listening, and we're like, what is happening? And Greg actually sang.
Well, hello. That's the whole heat's the first show you sing.
Unbelievable. I did not do
Joel
that.
Joel Spencer, and, well, it was
we were making up for today.
There's deaf dogs howling right now in That's anticipation right. of that happening.
That's exactly right.
All right, we got to hit a break here. But quick shout out to all the men and women, the construction workers that got the Kennedy open. I know you still got a couple off ramps, Milwaukee, and one more you're still working on. But all in all, nice job getting it done. It's been. The past 3 years have felt like a decade. So thank you to the men and women, all the hardworking men and women construction workers that have busted rear end to get that roadway open, one of the busiest in the United States. So hats off to the men and women that swung hammers and laid rebar.
Now it'll snow, they'll
concrete.
Ruin the roads, and yeah. then they'll have to close them again.
It's open, though. Perfect. Okay, right. 312, way to be positive. You're talking about me. COVID, missed my trip, and my dog died. And now you're like, yeah, here come the potholes. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Show is dedicated to my dog, George. May his memory be an eternal blessing. 312-981, too young, 6 years old. Cancer
wow.
sucks.
Ugh.
Horrible.
So sorry, dude.
Horrible. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call. Takes the photo line. This is Home Show Chicago on 720 WGN. The Center Guard mailbag coming up after the break. All right. We are, this is kind of like Dateline with the hostages in Iran. We are day 110 days late for the Cook County tax bill. Thank you, Tony Preckwinkle. We are 78 days overdue when the tax bill should have been paid in Cook County. And you've got municipalities throughout Cook County having to borrow money to pay for their services because we have an ineffective county government. Day 78, that when we should have paid our taxes, and only 74 more days left in the year. So great job, Tony Preckwinkle. Open seat, Tony, open invitation. County Board President, that at the beginning of the segment was the call into Tony Preckwinkle's office for comment because Keith Technologies software company said everything goes to the County Board President. And that was a response. So, Ben, you want to play that one more time, please? Can we get that up, Roy? I know you were busy handling all of your leads that are coming in, and, you know, you missed this. Benny, you got it? So, they said to call over, and we called over, and whenever Ben gets to it, we're here. So this is what you missed. So we called over to Tony Preckwinkle's office.
Okay.
County website.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Wow. That's our county board president.
So if we call that today and our listeners call that today, they'll probably get a...
Ben, can you look up that number? Let us know. Let's put it out.
Yeah,
let's put it out.
The mailbox has been emptied.
Uh-huh. Okay. Keep going here. Andrea called to purchase a home for her 21-year-old daughter and her two college roommates to live in because they were each paying. You ready for this? Brace for impact. Lewis, you got little kids? $11,000 a year for room and board.
That's insane.
Between the three of them. That's just Chicago, so you got to say tree.
Tree.
Mm. That's $33,000 a year in room and board. So Andrea's mom called me as I'm walking around Target yesterday. My wife threw out her back, slipped a disc because of handling the dog, our dog George. So I'm being the good husband, taking her around.
You're just a saint.
I am a saint. Mm-hmm. Talking to Andrea. Andrea thinks I'm a saint too because... Mm. She wanted to call for to buy a house for her daughter and friends and then have an investment property on campus when her 21-year-old daughter graduates.
What campus?
I don't know. Somewhere up in Wisconsin. Probably Packer fans.
There we go.
Turns out that Andrea owned a $600,000 home free and clear. And she wanted to buy a $350,000 home for her daughter to live in the single-family house. So she's, I'm like, what do you got for down payment? She's like, I don't got a lot of money for down payment. I only got 10%. I'm like, wrong. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you live in a $600,000 home. We're going to do a cash out refinance for $350,000 so you could buy the house for cash.
There we
and
go.
And get a lower rate. So there you go.
Love it.
Bingo, bongo, bango. Love okay, it. So there you go. Phone number for Tony Preckwinkle's office. If our listeners want to call to see if you could leave a message, 312-603-6400. That comes straight off the Cook County President's website. It's public information. 312-603-6400. Let me know if it's still busy.
You just know how to make friends, you know?
Really she is an elected official who's doing a horrible job that I've invited on the show repeatedly.
Right.
And had her opponent come on 3 weeks ago, Alderman Riley. Mm. He sat right where Roy's sitting, not as strong or professionally or as astute as Roy is, stately as Roy Spencer.
Yes.
But he tried to hold up the that end of the bargain over there, tried unsuccessfully, but he's a great guy. He answered all my questions, unlike Tony Preckwinkle, who's been in the seat for the past.
So what do you want to ask Tony Preckwinkle?
What are we doing with the tax bills? How come we invested $30 million in 2015 in technology that was supposed to be delivered in 2018 that we now got an extra $250 million and doing it still left up? One breath.
Yeah, one breath.
One breath. Sure.
One question.
He's sweating, you guys.
One breath. And what have you done over the past 15 years to develop the brown sites on the southeast, southwest, and south side of Cook County to bring back manufacturing and jobs and taxes so the real estate taxes for the poor people that own property in the county of Cook aren't getting shoved down their throat?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Affordability. You want to make housing affordable? Why don't you develop business that comes in and does things? Okay, so there's that. And then I got this online. This was yesterday. Chicago Scanner. It's a great follow. At Chicago_Scanner. 5800 block of West Chicago. Caller says a construction company is knocking down his house with all of his belongings inside. He knows nothing about it.
Oof.
Think you're having a bad day.
That's a bad day.
746 Ouch. Chicago_Scanner. That's a bad day.
Whew.
Hello. Okay, and then our president was tweeting this morning. As you know, there's a lot going on, and he's got to go after Adam Schiff. According to the president's tweet on Truth Social or social whatever post, I've always suspected Adam Schiff was a scam artist. I now learn that Fannie Mae's Financial Crimes Division have concluded that Mr. Schiff has engaged in sustained pattern of possible mortgage fraud. Schiff said that his primary residence in Maryland to get a cheaper mortgage and rip off America when he lived in California. He was a congressman of California because Schiff knew he was a crook. I knew he was a crook. The fraud began with a refinance of his Maryland property in June of 2009 and continued through multiple transactions until the Maryland property was correctly designated as a second home on October 13, 2020. Okay, so let me just breaking news for everybody out there. Maybe the president doesn't know this. The rate for a second home and an investment property were basically the same rate until President Biden put in Sandra Thompson, who was a disaster. Anybody listening to the show knows that Sandra Thompson was a disaster, and she changed the ruling for second homes have higher interest rates. Up until her changing that, you basically got the same rate for second home as you did for primary residence. So little off the mark here to our illustrious president. Just wanted to throw that out there. Jim and his wife, Myra, 65, retired, building a $1.25 million home in Florida. Sold their current home, cleared 600 G's. He was in the closet painting on Friday. No pun intended. But and his wife was next to him, so they were doing their closets. Okay? Keep it clean, Sarah. Okay? We got another 2.5 hours. He makes 110 grand a year in retirement accounts. He's looking to bring an extra money, $400,000 mortgage on his $1.25 million home. He makes 110 grand a year. It'll be his only home. We could probably get it done with that money without a problem. A $400,000 mortgage, real estate taxes in Florida are cheap. And he had $4 million in retirements in the bank. Okay. $4 million in retirement in a bank. We could set up a stream of income, do asset depletion, not a problem. So, Jim, I told Jim, go back in the closet with his wife and continued painting, and he's good to go. Real quick question. I have a friend of mine by the name of Richard. We call him Dick. He's a big guy. We call him Big Dick. He's getting ready to sell. That's his nickname on our softball team.
Right.
Hey, when he's up, we got Little Dick and Big Dick. So, hey, Big Dick, let's go. He's getting ready to sell his home. Would you get focus here? I'm thinking of selling this home.
Yep.
And he wants to do a home inspection prior to selling his home.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
Terrible idea.
There you go, big dick. I told you it was a bad idea. I told him the same thing.
Here's why. In Illinois, you have to fill out disclosures, and disclosures are required by every state, but every state's different. So in any state, when you're filling them out, if you have knowledge of any defects of the home, you have to, by law, disclose them. So if you do a home inspection, first of all, they're very subjective. You could hire five inspectors to find five completely different
12 different things.
100%.
Right.
So now you have knowledge of these things, and a lot of them are maintenance and things that change with code and different things. But once you know they exist, you have to disclose them.
Thank you.
Most disclosures are clean, right? Maybe someone's basement gets a little bit of water and a heavy rain. Okay, that's normal. But if you have to go through the electric and the plumbing and the windows and everything that's pointed out, no, you are setting yourself up to fail.
There you go, big dick. Told you, don't do it. And that Roy Spencer coughed when he heard wet basements. It got him all excited over there.
Wet basements are normal, not.
Right. You see?
No, I'm saying, yeah.
You got him all excited.
Thank you.
Exactly. All right, we got to take a break here. Kleppen is like falling asleep. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The rain front must have passed because Heinrich took off his cap. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Store Chicago on 7th. Kleppen, that's for you in honor of your Packers. 312-981-78. He left.
Have you been to the Pack? I took my son there because his grandparents are from that area, and it is actually a really nice stadium.
Oh, no. Green Bay is fantastic.
It was amazing.
It's just the Packers. I mean, we love Green Bay. We love Wisconsin. It's just this time of year, we can't like each other.
Right.
It's just a law.
Go sports.
It's just like when the Hawks and the Red Wings play together. You can't like anybody that's a Red Wings fan until after the season.
I see.
It's just a rule.
It got it.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Nice job to you, all you Milwaukee Brewers fans. Got swept last night. Sorry. Season's over. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So at breakfast, Roy, we were talking about a number of different things. Healthy homes, which I think is important, but also knowing who is going to be working in your home. And I did not realize that everyone that goes into one of our listeners' homes on behalf of PermaSeal, that PermaSeal sends, is a W-2 employee of PermaSeal. And that's not necessarily the case of the competition out there. And I'm sure, Mike, you come across it, and Lewis, you come across it too. Can you explain?
Yeah, and it's something that most customers are, you know, getting multiple bids, which is a good practice, and sure, things like that, and they're trying to compare and get the best value, things like that. But they don't know what questions to ask or the right information. They just don't. It's not intuitive. So, for instance, you know, who's doing the work? And as you know, and anybody in the trades know, that's really the key. I mean, you could have the best tools, you could have the best process, best products and everything, but the person installing it either is not qualified, well-trained, or doesn't care, that's really the job you're going to be left with. Sure. And warranties, schmorranties, you know, you don't want problems with the job, and you want the best job possible. So it's extremely important to know who's doing the work. Not just the quality and experience and training of the person, but how about the fact that he may or may not be an employee of that company? So I've come to find out recently some of our new competitors, new because we're new to the insulation business last 2 or 3 years, that a lot of companies don't use their own employees to do the work. They hire, you know, 1099s or outside contractors.
Why should our listeners care?
Well, number one is, when you use an outside contractor, he may or may not have workman's comp. A lot of times they don't. They're independent contractors. They don't need workman's comp because they're self-employed or whatever. So that means you have people working in your home that aren't covered if they were to get, you know, killed or permanently disabled or hurt.
Fall through your ceiling?
That can happen in an attic. It happens, you know, not frequently, but it can obviously happen, and someone could be seriously injured. So what that means is, if he doesn't have workman's comp, and now there's maybe $1 million claim, and the company, contractor, that's not our employee, so he's not covered. And so that that means you're going to get sued, okay? And you,
the homeowner is going to get sued.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
you know, he got hurt in your home. They're going to sue everybody standing around, and if his company doesn't have workman's comp, trust me, the lawyers are going to go after you anyhow. In addition to the contractor, but the point being is your homeowner's insurance is not hefty enough to cover you. So they may pay something, but it's not going to cover the true loss. So that means you personally, you know, are at risk there. So this is something people don't think about. They just assume, well, of course, this is a company that's been around for years. Of course, we have workman's comp. But a lot of companies have been around for years rolling the dice, and they don't. So it's something you need to verify.
Everyone that you send out from PermaSeal, the tribal members, as you like to call them. How many employees do you have?
About 209.
209.
Yeah.
Okay, so every one of those employees, and you've got workmen, probably half of that are salespeople, sales professionals, and technicians that do the insulation and raise the concrete and do the basement flood protector and all that stuff, right? So those 100-plus people, employees, tribal members, are W-2 employees covered under PermaSeal's umbrella of workers' comp and insurance?
Yes, all of our employees are covered by workman's comp, even they get hurt in the office or whatever, you know, for our protection as well as theirs. But definitely, you know, people who go inside your home. So it's not just that liability that you're taking that you may not know, but also...
The liability part of it is what you were talking about at breakfast, and just not knowing the background check of the folks that are coming in your home
Thank
as well.
You. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You don't know who you're letting in your home.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes that contractor doesn't know who he's sending to your home. And so it could be somebody on work release. It could be somebody who's has a side job as a cat burglar. It could be casing your joint. I've worked for companies in the past that, you know, those people are using an opportunity to steal while they're working, right out of the people's homes and things like that. So it sounds like a horror story, but unfortunately, that went on, does go on.
We have Judy wanted to say a few words. Judy, thanks for calling Home Sweet Home Chicago. How can we help you?
You betcha, love your program. Just wanted to tell you about the awesome experience I had with PermaSeal. I live in an old farmhouse. I'm about 90 miles west of Chicago. About a month ago, we had one of those horrific rains. We've never had water in our basement. We had water in our basement. We had we have a rock foundation rather than, you know, because it's that old of a house. And all of a sudden something popped and the water was just flooding in. Called PermaSeal. They came out. Their crew was awesome. Brian came out and did the inspection, told us what was going to happen. They came out. They put everything around our walls, sealed it up. When they left, I was totally embarrassed because my basement looked better than it ever had. It was clean. We were apologizing for, you know, the dust and the dirt. But anyway, what a great crew. It is so nice and dry down there now that we are actually thinking of maybe making a little rec room down there.
Very nice.
PermaSeal is fantastic.
Thank you so much, Judy, and I'm so glad you going to enjoy the rest of your life with a dry basement. You lived with a damp basement, you know, which is not normal, Sarah.
We'll touch on that.
Shots fired.
So it's you're going to enjoy it, and eventually, when you or your heirs, you know, go to sell the house, they're going to reap the value of having a guaranteed dry basement. So thank you so much for the kind words for our people.
Hey, I think maybe like a couch or a sitting chair with some speakers, so you could enjoy in the basement listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago for 3 hours on Saturday.
Hey, what a great idea!
There
well,
we
you
go.
Might want to chip in for a chair down there in Dolores' new basement. All right, well, hang on. Judy, hang on. Thanks for calling. We got to hit a break. We're super late if our past the break a lot of time. Roy, if our listeners want to reach out and get the same service that Judy received, what's the best number and website to reach you at?
Give us a call this morning, 800-421-7325, or go to permaseal.net.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Also want to talk about healthy homes as well. We talked about that now that the houses are going to be buttoned up. There's going to be a lot of contaminated air trapped in our listeners' homes, and we have got a number of different examples to share with our listeners later on the show. 312-981-7200. That's America. Tiger Pros call, text, and photo line. We got Mike Epping from CenterGuard Plumbing coming up after the break. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Real quick, Tony Preckwinkle's office phone number for everybody that would like to see that they don't take messages, 312-603-6400. So if you get through, invite her on the show because I've texted her, tweeted her. I added her to tweets, tagged her on it. Nothing radio sounds. Mike, let's talk about water heaters. 312-981-7200. But address what Roy said real quick about are your employees W-2'd?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Why is that important for our listeners?
It's not only liability for the customer. I think is huge, but I mean, I think anyone sitting here could tell you that from a customer satisfaction and your employees care about their work. You know, they're held to a certain standard. You and I and any other, you know, business owner are going to hold them to that standard. And if you're hiring subs or you're bringing in independent contractors to do the work on, you know, say my company's behalf, not only liability, you're at risk. I think the overall project quality and the workmanship is going to suffer also.
So, does it make, when you're competing against somebody that does that and has those type of employees, are you more expensive or less expensive?
Well, I'm always going to be more expensive than any other plumbing company out there, but yeah.
And well worth it.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, they're definitely going to be cheaper than, you know, some big, large plumbing company that, you know, has 50 trucks or something like that. It's just, you know, to me, the difference, you know, besides to beat the liability dead horse is really just the overall finished product.
Okay.
These are my employees. You know, they believe in the company. And that we're going to take care of our customers.
Well, I think just the standards, like the standards that you guys have, that you guys are willing, you know, everyone says you're only as good as your worst employee. If they're not even your employee, what are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's, you can't undervalue what that is. They come to work and they have to go by your guys' standards, which are really high, which is why you guys have the businesses that you do.
Yeah, and it's harder in the plumbing industry versus like insulation or something like that because we're actually, you know, licensed by the state of Illinois, the Department of Health. So plumbing companies are already held to the highest standard as far as the trade as itself. So we don't, besides, you know, handymen and things like that doing smaller jobs, we don't really have a lot of plumbing companies that are using, you know, subs.
All right. Well, you got two happy clients right here.
Absolutely.
Sarah,
I appreciate both of you very much.
You extensively and religiously and exclusively. Everything that ends in an L-Y. And you know, you're the only person I trust in my home. So let's talk about the water heater sale that you have going on.
Yeah, we're rolling it back out for this fall. We're going to do it through the end of November. So the rest of this month, all of next month, we are offering a 40-gallon atmospheric vent water heater, standard installation, and we're going to haul away your old one for $1,195, $1,295 for a 50-gallon, and you know that's at least $600 cheaper than a home center and any other plumbing company that's going to offer that to you.
And we talked about that as well. If you go to a big box store that rhymes with Lowe's or rhymes with Home Depot, they're not sending out somebody that works at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Right.
They're contracting it out. Your guys are coming out.
Yeah, my guys are coming out. And then not only are you going to save the money up front as your initial investment, but when it becomes a warranty issue, you know, say a part fails on that water heater. And it's not just water heaters. It's for every product that we would install. But if you buy a water heater from a home center and now your gas control valve goes, your pressure relief valve goes, something fails within that first six-year warranty, you know, now you're calling a contractor. They're not going to stand behind that product. You're going to be, you know, waiting days, weeks to get parts shipped to you, and now you've got to find somebody to put that in. So when you're working with a licensed contractor that's providing a professional grade water heater, all that is in, you know, is going to be warrantied by us. We have those parts on our truck. So if you don't have hot water when you wake up on Saturday morning, and your gas control valve has gone out, you can literally call us. We're going to have it on our truck because we installed it, and you've got hot water within a few hours.
Silcock warnings. My favorite word, Sarah's second favorite word, Silcock warnings. We have to go to break in 30 seconds. When do you disconnect your hoses from your Silcocks?
Well, if you're not going to use them for the rest of the year and you know that, do it now. 100%. Take all the hoses off. That's the biggest mistake homeowners make is they leave the hose on all winter long.
Yep.
If you do that, they will freeze, they will pop, take the hoses off, shut off the valve on the inside, make sure that that's off if you have one. If you don't have an isolation valve for the silcock on the inside of the house, you really should have that added.
Say the word.
Silcock.
Yes. Silcock warning. So I'm doing that when I get home.
We have to talk about what it means if you don't do it.
No, we're just going to say the word.
Got it.
Look it up. So if you it's the thing that your hose goes into.
Yeah, hose okay. bib. Yep.
There you go.
No, but what happens if you don't do it when he says
he
it?
He just
pop,
said it.
It floods. You can flood your house, it's like literally.
Disaster. Yeah, right. Yeah. You'll have a swimming pool in your basement.
Right.
Or more importantly, a pond with mold growing, not really attractive, and thousands of dollars worth of destruction.
Absolutely.
Okay, phone number, Mike.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
All right, Louis Shapiro coming up next. The future of redo cabinets will depend on this upcoming segment after the break. Only 8 million people listening worldwide. Don't worry about it.
I love it.
You'll be fine. 312-981-7200. The paramedics are downstairs with the oxygen and the heart paddle. So don't worry about it, Lewis. We're good. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Stream Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the North. Edit that out, Benny. The news is next from the Northwestern. Gosh darn it. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got 2 hours left. We're rolling along here. So, Lewis, how long have you been with the company?
18 months.
And what do you do?
So I'm the performance sales manager for Redo Cabinets.
So everything sales goes through you?
Yes, sir.
How many sales representatives do you have out on the streets promoting your company to our listeners?
Proud to say we have 15 reps out there grinding every day.
And do you like Mark or his brother better?
Oh, that's a trick question.
No, it's not. It's a pretty straightforward question. You have two choices. 3, 2, 1, think really hard. Go.
Ross.
Okay. Nice. There's nobody by the name of Ross that works there, so that's a safe bet. You wanted to talk about at breakfast that Sarah blew us off again, and Mike doesn't feel like joining us because his trusted partner over there, Kevin, is a sloppy eater, and we don't want to have to put a tarp down.
But Honestly, that's true.
That's another true statement. Yeah, it just gets all over. It's like taking a three-year-old out to breakfast with eating pancakes with his hands. You were talking about how family and getting in and out in a week as opposed to a 6 to 8 week process, why that's important. And that's one of your biggest benefits as opposed to ripping the whole damn kitchen apart. You want to highlight that?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the biggest benefits of cabinet facing, especially with redo cabinets, is the timing. So typically if you do a gut job on your home, you're looking 30, 60, 90 days. And that's assuming everything goes right.
Right.
With refacing, we typically can get in and out for the cabinet portion within 3 to 5 days. It saves our clients time, money. They don't have to be displaced. It's a fantastic experience.
Sarah, how many investment properties do you own in your massive portfolio?
About 10.
10. And how important is it as an investor that you come in and put perfume on the pig, so to speak, instead of just doing a huge gut rehab? If you go in and you got a kitchen that's from 1974, and you could turn that around and put it back on the market instead of in terms of cost, in terms of speed, and in terms of marketability.
Yeah, Lewis and I were just talking about that. The kitchen is so important. There's a couple spaces that anybody who buys a home will use. Kitchen, bathroom, and one of the bedrooms, right? So you can't get out of needing it to be functional. And for you guys, I feel like, you know, Lewis has got two kids. I have one son. And like living through normal days without any remodel is hard. Doing a remodel and trying to get the kitchen of your dreams and living through that seems near impossible. But 3 days is so doable. And my clients that I've referred to them have just said they can't believe how clean it is. Like everything is contained. It just stays in that one space. And then they're just in and out. And so it's incredible.
Yeah, so things that we do to make sure that it's contained is we seal the kitchen off completely so dust, dirt doesn't fly all over their home. Mm-hmm. We protect their floors. Anywhere we walk, anywhere we work, your floor is protected. And then the other things we can do is help protect investments. Investments in your home is the biggest one you're ever going to do. If a customer already has new countertops or new floors, they don't have a lot of options. They don't want to have to do that a second time. Mm. So cabinet refacing is going to be a fantastic way to do that. I learned at a young age, great products do two things, save problems and solve money. And redo cabinets is definitely a great product to help you take care of that.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You mentioned at breakfast as well that Sarah, Mike didn't hear, that you guarantee the price, number one, and you guarantee in and out in a time frame where you're the disruption. I know you just talked about it, but I think that's a huge factor with the disruption of the home life.
Oh, yeah.
You're in and out 3 to 5 days.
How about
days.
The warranty? Isn't there a lifetime warranty on the actual cabinet?
So there is. For our product, we offer a lifetime warranty. If there's any problems with the materials or the labor, we cover it for life. And as far as getting in, getting out, it's just a fantastic experience.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I got a text here. Good morning, Dave. Love you. Love your show, which you know you're going to get your text read right away. It's been a while since I called, text, and complimented redo cabinetry. I'm sorry, but I'm going to do it now. Their people are great. They're very pleasant, answered all your questions, even going along the fabricator who actually did our cabinets. You contacted them with questions, telling the truth when he says they seal off the kitchen so that the mess stays inside the walls. I had nothing but a great experience with them. They stand behind their product, and I'd say if you have any questions, would recommend them to anyone. So
love
there's
it.
A 224 texture right out
can
of the
box.
Can
we go over what the difference is between refacing and like painting?
Sure. Can we do that after the break?
Absolutely.
Are you sure? I just want to make sure that we adhere
to your
wishes.
I'm ready. So whenever you are, we're good.
Okay. Sarah, are you ready to go to break right now?
I guess.
I got Mary Boyle calling on line 11 saying we need to go to break. So
I'll allow it, Mary.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Come back with more with Lewis, and then we're going to open it up for everybody else after these messages.
Let's review.
Kevin, real quick, does it go into your stomach? Does it taste better going through your nose?
The spoon got away from me. It might have touched my face, but I'm working. When I'm eating, it's like working at work. I get dirty.
Can you explain how a spoon gets away from you when you're eating celebratory cake?
I might have an answer for that.
Hey, it happens.
It's not what I heard.
That's wild.
Said nobody.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. They've got a whole section, like literally cordoned off at Egg Harbor Cafe where we go. It's kind of like it's kind of like a murder scene, right, where they put up the plastic walls and yellow tape. So when you do come to breakfast with us, if you ever show up, we've got everything ready to roll. It's literally like a crime scene setup when Kevin eats. 312-981-72, and he's not complaining. And shout out to his family in North Carolina on the work release program, cleaning up trash on the side of the roads. We'd like to thank the law enforcement for playing it through their speakers. It's very kind, keeping up with the van. That's how Kevin's family gets their exercise. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's the only time they bend over. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You guys were talking about something prior to the break.
I asked him the difference between refacing and refinishing painting. Well, because first, they don't have any warranties on painting, because painting chips and cracks, and that's just a pain. But what is the difference?
So the biggest difference is with painting and refinishing, you're using your existing doors, and if anything's damaged, broken, that's going to be highlighted by painting. Mm. That's going to be highlighted by refinishing. With refacing, you get brand new cabinet doors, brand new drawer fronts. We do other things that most others don't. So we can improve functionality. For example, if there's a blind corner and you want to optimize that space, we can do it. We have a lot of customers who are aging and living in their home, and we can make more functional with pullouts under the sink, pullouts in pantries. We can add cabinets. A lot of times our clients are getting new appliances, and sometimes the new appliance may not fit in the exact space. We can modify it, so we can improve functionality, all while doing it in a fast, efficient, cost-effective manner.
Clean, too. Yes, you can stay in your home and not have to pay to eat out and all that.
Yep, so the thing I want to make sure we cover a lot is our current promotion. So right now we're offering all listeners $2,500 off their project or 12 months, no interest, no payments, and you can reach out to us at 630-381-5583. Once again, that's 630-381-5583.
Eating out's not expensive. It's very expensive there, as you know.
I know.
A family of two, a family of four, if you had to eat out every single night, or every, you know, if you had to bring in food instead of make your own meals because your kitchens are done.
Where are you going?
Well, we talked about it, breakfast again. It's just,
he's like talking when you eat out and you eat meals when you put and you put the food in your mouth
when
and then
you have
eat
to
it.
Take the family out because you don't have a functional kitchen.
That's exactly
you
right.
You want me to like flowchart this for you? I mean, for love of
God. We can make an infographic for you, Sarah. That'll help.
Sure. Like, David, I mean, lay on the plane. What are we doing?
I'm flying the plane. I don't know what airspace
you're
in.
Thank God I'm co-pilot.
My gosh. 312-981. Put the parachutes on, everybody. 312-981-7200. For listeners who want to reach out to you guys at Redo Cabinets for more information, what's the best number to reach you?
630-381-5583.
Texter 847, I heard Milwaukee is spelled Milwaukee, no W. That's a good one, too. Oh, that's yes, you beat our Cubs in 5 games. Yes, you got to the next level. Yes, you were very unsportsmanlike with your stupid L flag, and that's what you get when you shove it down. Cubs fans, I could care less. I'm not a baseball guy, but I kind of enjoy it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Roy, we were talking about at breakfast about home, the health of the home.
Yep.
And an unhealthy home, and Mike, you could address this as well. Because you see chazarai in people's homes that they don't even know it's there. Because who goes to the basement a lot of the times? And you guys go into spaces where people don't go.
What's chazarai?
Chazarai is Yiddish for crap.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, we see that.
Yeah, you see that. And you had an experience with one of your employees had, you know, we won't say the name, but Sally Smith lives on Carter Street in Palos. But we won't talk about it because we don't want to be specific for HIPAA laws. But, you know, you had... HIPAA.
We're all doctors.
Yeah, whatever. Mo, Larry, Curly. So you told a story how one of your employees had young kids that was constantly getting sick and then installed one of your PermaDries. You want to share that story with the medication and all that stuff?
Yeah, it was really a severe instance where their kids were very compromised, almost like the kids live in a bubble. They can't be exposed to this and that. They can't eat this or that and everything.
These were kids under 10 years old, too.
Yeah.
I mean, these are little babies. Children.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. And it was obviously affecting everybody's life and things. And then a young man was one of our managers. And so we had the PermaDry appliance, which is one that actually dehumidifies the air but also purifies the air. So he said, I might need one of those.
Of your employees?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And he took it home and he ran it. And, of course, he noticed a difference right away. He did. But he really noticed it with his kids. And so his kids go to the doctors all the time. And all of a sudden, the doctors are literally cutting their medications in half.
Wow.
The kids are getting better. They didn't need the medications because it was the bad air. So, like we were talking at breakfast, this is the time of year we all start hunker down, right? Mm-hmm. And we're closing things down and we're not opening windows and getting the fresh air, the air conditioner's not running and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that air that we breathe that wasn't healthy year round because we get gases and odors and things emanating not only from the crawl space and basement, actually from the attic as well. It turns out there's a lot of bad air that comes into the home from the attic in the summertime. So, but in the wintertime, it gets accentuated because now everything's buttoned up. So we're breathing on unhealthy air in more concentrated levels, if you will. So, and then we're going to complicate things because you're not happy. Your home is cold. Your utility bills are high. I need more insulation, and you do. So we come in, and we not only insulate it, but we air seal and stop that air movement that's,
running out of your house.
Running right through your roof and your utility bills with it. So now we're keeping the air and keeping it in your living space. But again, it still has that high concentration of bad allergens and things. And so we have our PermaDry appliance, which when we give you an estimate to insulate, we're going to recommend that, that we put a PermaDry in there, which will help remove allergens and make the air healthier. And so it's super important because obviously you should have a well-insulated house. But when you do that, you have to do something with the air quality. So we do all in one swoop. So we're helping with the bad air that's coming up from the basement, also the bad air and allergens. And like I say, we find all kinds of things in the attic, none of which most people don't like.
Feces.
Rodent feces, right. And mold and things like that, that actually is also dropping down into your airspace. So it's super important this time of year. To have us out to give you a free estimate.
708 texter just texted in. I also got a home air purifier. It changed my life. My allergies are gone. My allergies are gone before this. I was ill all the time. I cannot say enough about the life quality that an air purifier will change for somebody's life. So that, you know, what's the investment for a PermaDry?
It depends on what other work we're doing and things, but probably somewhere around $1,500.
Okay.
So reasonable. Okay. Just to feel good, right?
You cannot beat that.
$1,500.
And we were talking at breakfast about the family. And right. So a lot of times we have small children with allergy problems, respiratory problems. Mm-hmm. It's cold and flu season. We have a lot of respiratory problems. We don't attribute that. You go to doctors, it gives you all kind of medicines mm-hmm. and things to help treat the symptoms.
You told us a story of a listener who had their grandkids come over. She watched her grandkids for a week because her son and daughter-in-law went on a trip. And she had a PermaDry in her basement. And the kids weren't as wheezy and hacking.
Oh, interesting.
While they stayed with grandma. But then when her son and daughter-in-law came home and the kids transitioned back into their home, it came up. So what did this lady do for the holidays? Because people are running with $20,000 to $40,000 worth of credit card debt. She bought her son and daughter, forget about them, her grandkids.
Yeah, right.
This PermaDry in the basement. And totally revolutionized their world for $1,500.
Right. And let's face it, air quality is an invisible thing.
Right. You're not thinking about it.
But we're living with it.
Right.
And working around it and things and coping, trying to cope with the things where most people don't have good air quality at home. If it can be improved, what a great value that is.
Wow.
So I want all the grandkids, I want all the grandparents and all the aunts and uncles that have watched their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And realized a change in their health during the time that they spent at their home for a prolonged period of time because you were the babysitters when your nieces and nephews or your grand or your son and daughter-in-law whatever
right.
son were out of town, and you want a practical holiday gift. Give the gift of family, give the gift of health, and it's the gift that keeps on giving for $125 a month for a year. I mean, give me a break. You figure out a way to do it. Can you finance that or no?
Absolutely.
Okay. Phone number for... Oh, I'm sorry, Louis. You got a question?
Yeah. So we talk a lot about the importance of a return on your investment. What a better return on your investment than taking care of your grandkids. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's great.
Phone number?
800-421-7325.
All right. We got silk cock questions. Sarah, did I say that right?
Nailed it.
Is that... You want to...
Nailed it.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981... We have a texter here wanting you to say it, so we'll come back with that after the break.
Did you text in yourself?
Yep. That's 77456. Yeah, 6526. That's my cell phone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. More Silcock talk after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Text here, Roy, that I got. David only caught last part of Roy from PermaSeal. Please ask him if the basement and air quality are the same dehumidifying unit. I have talked to Robert in their office, but want to confirm. Thank you. Great show.
So, yes, we use the same unit. The PermaDry normally is in the basement.
Yep.
And that's where most of the dampness and humidity and gases and things originate, and then due to the stack effect, it's sucked up through the house and things. But by treating the air down there, about half the air upstairs comes from the lower level. So mm-hmm. by making that healthier, that's going to increase the healthy air throughout the home.
And circulates.
Right. And the attic part comes in by air sealing to contain the contaminants that are up in the attic and keep it up there, not let it seep down into the home.
All right. Phone number one more time.
800-421-7325.
I have a stupid question. Do you guys test the air quality? Or how do you know what the air is?
No, actually, we don't test the air quality. We test for air leaks and air movement and things like that.
So there is tests that you're running to see what needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Gotcha.
Blower door test. It's one of my favorite tests on the planet.
Mm.
I used to call it the blow test, but then I got corrected. It's a
after
blower
you said
door
Silcock
test.
25 times on
yes.
air. Got it.
And then I got emails from corporate in Texas. Eileen sent me an email. We donated our suite to the Special Olympics for the Bulls game. Just wanted to send a huge thank you. Our crew had so much fun at the Bulls game last night. A few participants had never been to a Bulls game, so they were excited from start to finish. You really made their night. So thanks again for thinking of the kids. It was such a special night for them and fun for their parents to watch them have so much fun. Thanks again, Eileen. Guani, Special Olympics Administrator, Chicago Park District, Tennecock Park. That's awesome. There you go.
Love that.
Glad the kids had fun going to a Bulls game. Rates have come down substantially, Sarah Leonard.
Yes, sir. What's substantially? Let's talk about that.
4 months ago, they were in the mid to high sevens. Mm-hmm. Now we're in the mid to high sixes.
Come on. And where do you think it'll be in 3 to 4 months?
I think we're on the way to the fives.
Wow.
Gotta love it.
I do believe we are on the way to the fives because I do know we have a president who is banking a lot of the economy on the housing industry.
Yeah, I will say the last couple of appointments I have been on to list properties, there have been multiple homes for sale in their neighborhoods, which mm-hmm. we have not seen.
Nope.
So the good news is that people are encouraged by what's happening. And the better news is that that's going to bring more inventory. So many people that bought their home between 2010 to 2018, where their rates are under 4, they couldn't afford to double the rate and then pay these premium prices. And now the rates are becoming more affordable, right? Yep. And it's going to create more inventory. So all of these people that have waited to list their homes, because even if it's exciting to get good money for your house, if you have nowhere to go, it's irrelevant.
Here's the thought process behind that.
Yeah.
Like you just said. You have a tough time leaving a home with the rate in the 2s and the 3s and in the low 4s,
mm-hmm.
right? But over the past 36 months, actually 48 months, if you have 60 months with COVID, right? Because it started in March of 2020, right? That's when we all thought we were going to die.
Right.
The only good part about having COVID this time was I didn't think I was going to die and take my whole family out with us. So it was good.
Just a solo death this time?
Just a solo death.
Got it.
It was horrible for a week and I recovered. I'm back.
We've mourned and everyone would just move on, right?
Yeah. So a couple of listeners like wish he would have died, but I'm still here. 312-981.
They're still listening.
Yeah, they're still listening. Thank you. Waiting for me to die. But if you we're in that situation and got these ridiculously low rates. The great part about it is your home has appreciated 40 to 60% as well.
That's right.
You've picked up a boatload.
Ton of equity.
Ton of equity.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you might be leaving your 2s and 3s and going into something that starts with the 5 or right. a 6 in the low 6s.
But that's so palatable. When you look at 8,
100%.
You know, if you're going from 4% to 8% with these prices, it's like an affordability crisis. Now, as inventory becomes available and we see stabilization because buyers, you know, can get some more skin in the game, I feel like everyone, it'll balance everything out, right? And then the rates become more available. And that way, you know, if homes aren't in perfect condition or these things, people have the ability to finance that stuff or to have some money left over at the end of the month to do these things, and it'll just start moving the market in a more positive direction. So
100%.
I'm excited to see it happen. I think it's going to be an adjustment for sellers, right? Where
sure.
if they have 4 homes to compete with, they're going to get feedback. There's going to be, you know, opinions from buyers, which have been irrelevant for 5 years.
Correct. And you'll finally have inventory.
Exactly.
Which will be refreshing.
Yep.
And you'll be back to normalized market, and you won't have maybe 12 to 15 people lined up, and you might have 3 or 4.
Which is healthy. Like, we want absorption rates. We
yes.
want 3 months of inventory available. We need that. The market needs that.
What's the best number if our listeners want a free consultation that you provide?
Sure. 224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
We have more real estate talk, but before we hit a break, we have Joe and Palos with the hot water tank question, then we'll hit the break and come back. Joe, throw it out there, buddy.
Morning, Dave.
Morning,
Joe. Sorry to hear about your dog.
Thanks, man.
And I had a question as far as the water tanks.
Yeah.
What is the warranty on the tank itself? Is it like a 6 or 9 year?
Your standard warranty for a commercial, you know, residential water heater is 6 years. It can be extended to 10. But it's not
okay.
like a home center tank where they'll have, you know, good, better, best, 6 year, 9 year, 12 year. You get our best water heater right out of the gate, but it's a 6 year warranty.
Okay. And then would you guys also put on a shutoff valve right at the tank too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll bring the tank up to code, and you know whether you gas line, venting, all of those things will be gone over and make sure everything is safe and up to code for you.
Okay, and what would like a shutoff valve cost then with the tank?
It's $75 more than the price, the $11.95 for a 40 gallon or $12.95 for a 50 gallon.
Oh, okay. And would you, at that time, also recommend, you know, replacing the gas valve or not? Or that doesn't matter?
It really depends on the type of gas valve you have. If it's the old brass where the whole handle is brass, that you need to replace that. So I would highly suggest you do that, and that would be something that if you want. The great thing about our company is you literally can text us pictures of the water heater that you have now. Take a picture of the model and serial number and the brand that you have. Then take a picture, step back, where we can see the plumbing on top and the gas on the bottom. And if you take a picture of those, you can text us to us. We'll give you an exact price of what it's going to cost you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, and if you ask for Kevin, he'll come out and eat a piece of cake through his nose for no extra charge.
Okay, not a problem.
All right, there you go. Kev, you're welcome.
Thank you.
See? All right, take care. 3129. You should work bar mitzvahs. I'm telling you, I know the Jewish crowd. They love that. You'd be a hit. 312-981-7200. 312-9. Nothing like a bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah cake going up your nose.
Can we get them like a Richard Simmons, like hairpiece?
Let's not get crazy there,
no?
Mike. Okay, just stay in your lane. I got the Jewish thing all covered, all right?
All right.
Circumcised 8 days in. I've got it. I'm your man. 312-981-7200 in a room full of people. You want to build character? Yeah. Slice off the tip of your penis in front of a group of people 8 days old. That builds character. And then 58 years later, you get a radio show on WGN.
How did you get on the radio?
That's how. 312-981. It starts very young. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home Storm Chicago at 720 WGN.
I was out at a restaurant. You heard me talking about my radio show. It comes up to me. He's like, you have a radio show?
Do you know who I am?
I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't believe you.
People know me.
And then his wife looks at me. She's like,
really? I'm very happy for you.
Why do you have a radio show? I go, because I'm very talented.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I'm surprised they didn't look at you and say, like, yes, it makes sense. Perfect. Yeah, you have a perfect physique for radio.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981. It's not that funny.
It's so amazing.
312-981-7200. I'm recognized.
My apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Yeah, rich mahogany. Yeah.
I'm kind of a big deal.
312-981-7200. Sam and Batavia with a question for Roy Spencer.
Okay. I have a 35-year-old ranch home that's T-shaped. It's about 3,000 square feet. There is in the basement, there's a seam that runs down the middle of it that's separating two floating slabs, if you will. Back in December, when we were experiencing our last drought, one side of the plane raised one half of an inch. Then we got some rains, and it settled back down to being level. After that happened, I re-caulked that seam along with the exteriors all the way around with the appropriate caulk to use, not the regular caulk, but the polymer stuff for expansions. That basement also has radon mitigation put in too. Now, the problem has re-arised because of our current drought that one of the slabs has floated up about a half inch. What's going on here?
No pressure, Roy.
Well, apparently there is, Dave. The floor is rising.
This is a strange one.
So, yeah, it is, because normally, you know, our basement floors are sitting on the dirt. Sometimes there's a bed of gravel, but most times they just pour them right over the dirt. And, of course, the dirt typically is clay soil. Clay soil expands when it gets wet, and it shrinks when it gets dry. So it is unusual. Normally, if a basement floor is rising in the middle, it's typically water pressure that's pushing it up. Obviously, it's not here because you're saying this occurs when it's drought. So the only thing that makes sense to me is perhaps when you say the floor is rising, maybe the other end of the floor is sinking and causing it to appear that way. So that would cause one to be unlevel.
I don't believe that was the case because, as I said, back in the middle of winter, I re-caulked the whole exteriors where I could get access to and see. And the side that went up, you could actually see that the caulk had moved up. And the side that didn't move is still locked in place. So, and if I may add, in all the years I've owned this house, close to 20 years, the sub pump has never ran. The well is completely dry.
Yeah, so I think we can rule out the fact that it's water pressure pushing it up. So the only other thing left is the soil pressure. And again, you know, typically, you know, clay soil, you know, only expands, which would be pushing up on the floor when it gets wet. So I honestly don't know, Sam, what's going on. If I don't know if it's causing you a problem, you know, moving up and down. But I think
what will happen is the part that's moving is experiencing some cracking in non-uniform places, you know, diagonal cracks that are running in different directions, because that side is starting to move up and down. The other side, I didn't see any cracks start to appear. We're talking fine cracks that kind of run across in diagonals and angles. I'm perplexed on this one.
Okay. Well, the only thing I could recommend, maybe talk to a concrete guy, and he could saw cut some expansion joints there. So maybe there's a line there, and you know, it's supposed to be two separate, but maybe it's gotten clogged with dirt or something. So when the concrete does expand, it's popping up and putting pressure and causing a cracking. So it's possible to have a concrete guy just come in and saw cut and put an enhance the expansion joint that's there.
I got another idea.
Okay. Hmm.
Hold on, Sam. Sarah, do you handle selling homes in Batavia?
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, there you go. There's the if it doesn't work with Roy, you could always we get rid of that house, find you a new one. How's that?
Oh.
See?
Nice. Sounds like a stellar idea.
Real estate agent. My wife's an agent too, and that would be really tough.
No, that would be kind of cool. Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Sarah, you selling his house and getting the listing away from his wife.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. I developed the same reputation you have.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Sam, would you like to end the relationship with your wife early or no?
I think she would like to end it with me as much.
This is great.
I'm just trying to help out. Hey, listen, right. Home Sweet Home Chicago, just trying to help you out here, Sam, any way we can.
Okay.
All right, well, hang on for your Mr. Floyd. Any other questions? We got to hit a break here, but any other questions for Roy?
My next question, if he's willing, is not related to that, but I have a bathroom on the main floor. The house has one vaulted ceiling in the entire house, and they put it in the bathroom. The problem is the humidity that builds up in the any months in the vaulted area condenses on the walls and makes them bleed. That part that's the vaulted ceiling, I'm sorry, the walls, are actually insulated up in the attic, but where the water condenses is on the studs. So you look on the ceiling or on the walls, and you see stud lines, and you see the water condensing there and then dripping down the walls.
Okay, I think we should sell the house.
And do you have a bathroom attic fan, Sam?
There is one, but it's on, for the sake of conversation, the attic fan is on the west side, and the shower is on the east side.
Huh.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I'm just giving you. Like, they put it way away from the shower.
Yeah, remember that part where I'm like banging up against the break? Thought you'd ask like a 15 page question here. So, I got to hit a break, buddy. Hold on. 312-981-7200. Okay, well, listen, listeners, I love you, but when I say hey, we got to up against the break, doesn't mean you go into the 6-page question. Okay, I mean, let's get to the Cliff Notes version. How I graduated high school and got through most of college, the black and yellow books. Right, let's cut it up a little bit, shorten it, so we can get to the point and hit the break on time. My God,
I mean, you tell a 12-minute story about your childhood.
Yeah, I just wanted to get through it.
Well, great, good job.
Maybe that's part of the problem he's having with his wife. 312-981-7200. She's like, get to the point. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Holmes from Chicago at 720 WGIP.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's a PermaSeal. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Guys, homeowners without basements, does the perma dry work for them as well if you don't have a basement?
Yes. It what it does require is a continual drain, because unlike the portable dehumidifiers, they need to be emptied. They have a bucket emptied. This drains so much more fully and efficiently, it's constantly draining, so it needs a constant drain. Last slab home I did, we just drilled a hole through the wall and it drains out to gravity outside, so we'll find a way.
Tom, you got a question for Roy?
Hey, Roy. I am still laughing about Hochberg when he was eight months old or 8 years old.
8 days old. Eight days.
8 days. Well, that is funny as all get out. I love it. But anyhow, hey, Roy, the PermaSeal, or no, wait, the PermaDry, I know you talk about it, but can you refresh me again about that baby?
Yeah, basically what it does, it sits down in your lower level, your crawl space, your basement, and it pulls air into it, and it dries the air out. I say three times more efficiently than most dehumidifiers. Dehumidifiers, the big box stores, they work, but they don't work enough to lower the actual humidity level. So this will do the job. And it also purifies the air. So not only is it pulling the moisture out, it's pulling allergens out of the air. And so it treats the air in the lower level, which about half the air you breathe upstairs comes from the lower level. So that really changes the whole house air quality.
So is there a setting on there you can set what dryness you get?
Yeah, there's a humidistat that you can set to your own comfort level. It's important that it's always kept below, you know, 55 or 60 degrees, because that's the point where mold starts to grow and things like that.
Sure. Okay. And then what about the warranty on this thing?
I believe it has a 5-year warranty on the unit itself.
Okay, because a lot of these all big box store things, they don't last that long, and they're expensive.
Well, they're relatively inexpensive, but if it doesn't solve the problem, it's super expensive. It's a waste of money, and that's the problem. You can spend $200 or $300 or $400 on it, but it doesn't lower the air quality. It doesn't do anything for the air quality. It doesn't even lower the humidity. It's not powerful enough to do that, so it really is expensive. It's a waste of money.
And how much are your units?
Well, again, it depends what else we're doing with your home, but, you know, probably somewhere between $1,500 up to $2,000, just depending on what we have to do and what other work we're doing with it.
Oh, so I can't just buy it and put it in myself?
We don't sell it directly because it does need to be installed with the proper drain and things like that, so no.
Oh, okay, so there's a fee on. So if I just want you guys to come and do that, you would do that, but there's a charge for that, obviously.
Right, and there's also sometimes venting we need to do to other rooms and things to make sure we get good proper airflow, so that's why we like to have a look at it first.
Okay, but they're called, it's PermaDry, they're called.
There you go, yep. And you go to our website, right, permaseal.net. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, hang on for your Mr. Oop, cut him off there. Started to mean to do that, Tom. Thank you for your Mr. Floyd cleaning. Probably your mom's listening.
My mom is listening.
Yeah,
my
she's
mom.
Got some comments.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Laura. Yeah. Fire up the blender, Laura. All right,
she's getting the margs ready.
312.
It's past noon.
Past noon, someplace. Yeah, she had it fired up at 8. It was past noon in Greenland. So, Lewis, you wanted to mention something about your mobile showroom?
Yeah, so one thing I want to make sure we cover is when we come out to your house, we bring a mobile showroom. My designers bring cabinets, samples, countertops, backsplash out to your home so you can see what everything looks like in your light. Seeing it in your light is completely different than the rendering you get on a computer. It's a much more better buying experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've got a question about frozen pipe. Our listeners want to reach out to get the mobile showroom in their house. What's the best number?
630-381-5583, redocabinets.com.
Have you decided between YMCA, It's Raining Men, Lou Rawls, or George Benson on Broadway?
We're definitely going YMCA.
YMCA, okay.
My parents love that song. So
strong choice. All right. Dan, you've got a question about frozen pipes. Ask the question. We've got to hit a break for the first time on time of the show, and then we'll pick it up on the other side.
All right. Frozen pipes behind drywall, exterior walls on the first level and the second level of the house. Trying to figure out who's the best type of contractor, a plumber, or something PermaSeal might do, or what's the best route to go?
Oh, to insulate it. You're going to have to knock some walls.
Airflow, I had that insulation for
I had that in my old house in Charlemagne. They had the pipes on the outside wall, and when it got below a certain level, we had to open up, especially in the upstairs bathrooms, we had to open up the cabinet drawers and put a space heater in the bathroom because it got so flipping cold, and closed the door. Really safe, right? Super safe.
Is that why you sold and built a home that was 28,000 square feet?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I have one other tip. It's for only that 10. After the break.
Yeah, after the break. All right, hang on, Danny. 312-981. It's not 20. It's only like 95. 312-981-72. Everybody's got their own quadrant. Everybody's got, it's only me, my wife, and my daughter.
If you ever made it through saying the full phone number once, it would be like a heroic win.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I have Sarah Leonard's social security number coming up after the break as well. This is Homes of Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I sold up. No.
I'm in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
Wow. Hooked on phonics.
Yeah.
Work for me.
Aren't we hooked on phonics?
I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out.
Phonics.
Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We have breaking news after we complete Dan's frozen pipe question. So Dan's got some frozen pipes, or if he's got frozen pipes now, he's got some major problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
unless he lives in Anchorage, Alaska. But where do you live, Dan? What part of Chicago, then?
Algonquin.
All right, Algonquin. He's up there by you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted to give you a tip. Obviously, Roy and PermaSeal could do insulation for you, but a inexpensive way of keeping pipes from freezing is to actually just cut a small hole in the drywall and put an air vent over the top of it to let that warm air get into the wall. Very inexpensive, something you can do, along with what David mentioned, opening cabinets, space heaters, all those things.
Okay, sounds great. I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, you're buddy, welcome. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, 312-981-7200. Breaking news.
Let's hear it.
We have a new website to announce.
Ooh.
It doesn't happen a lot, but when it happens, it's a big deal here on the show. Roy Spencer told me at breakfast this morning, you guys would have known about it, okay?
Yeah, we know.
Never gets
only
old.
Mentioned it.
Never gets
times.
Old.
We're rolling out a new website. You ready?
Ready.
This is called Built Up Anticipation for all of you would-be sales professionals out there.
Yeah, so worth the drum roll. There it is.
WGNinsulation.com takes you right to the PermaSeal folks, all W2 employees, to their website to get all of your insulation questions answered. So, WGNinsulation.com. Which is a takeoff of WG and David, which I will take full credit for and give it to Joe Hogel, may he rest in peace, who came up with that great idea. And anytime somebody borrows an idea from me that Joe gave me, we and I speak for Joe and the whole Hogel family, we would like a royalty for that. Every single click through would be nice. But WG and Insulation, that's your new website.
Yes, and thank you. We wanted to make sure that people don't get confused and they're looking for the real deal professional company, PermaSeal, and that iconic brand. And all it comes with dealing with a contractor like CenterGuard or PermaSeal, yeah.
Redo cabinets.
That's how they find us.
Sarah Leonard.
Do you want to know what's great? I just looked. I have WGNSarah.com, and I just remembered at this moment.
Okay, really good. Hold on. We're going to announce another one that has been...
Well, you said you're WGN David. I'm like, wait a minute. I think I'm WGN Sarah.
Oh, look at that. See? Marketing. Joe Hogel gets all the credit. May he rest. May his memory be an eternal blessing. Miss him every day. He came up with that. You're at a different station. He's like, hey, Dave, you should do this. I'm like, okay, Joe. And before I could say, okay, great idea, you already bought the domain.
Love it.
So there you go. So,
Thanks, Joe.
He's laughing right now. 312-981-7200. You want to talk about your friend that almost lost their house, Michael.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you personally on their behalf. I'm sure once everything in court is done and this is all finally over after almost 4 years, I'm sure they'll call and thank you personally. But I've known him since I was 9. And, it's an example of... having things in order of trusts and wills and making sure that, who's on your mortgage and on the, on your home. And his brother passed away and, they lost a lot of property and a lot of personal items, etc. But they were on the brink of losing their home that they inherited from their parents. Yeah, literally days away. And your team came through. Instead of getting, refi mortgage, they were able to do a home equity loan, and it worked out a lot better doing the HELOC than it would to have, gone out for the whole mortgage.
Well,
so thank you.
They had a challenge doing a whole mortgage because they hadn't paid the mortgage there in about a year.
Oh.
So they were like literally in foreclosure.
Oh, gosh.
And when you get into foreclosure, that's a whole nother.
But they had equity?
They had a ton of equity. So I connected them with Kane County Teachers Credit Union.
Yep.
And the great thing about Kane County, which is now Consumers, is that they take a holistic approach and understood and looked at the bigger picture. And I'm like, hey, listen, here's the deal. Guy's parents handed it to the kids. Mm-hmm. Brother passed. A lot of things going on.
Yeah.
You've got a home. They got behind the eight ball. There's a ton of equity. They need X number of dollars to get it right. Mm-hmm. Even if you give them a little bit of money, 30, 40, 50, I don't even know. Right?
Sure.
It was kind of like, yeah, 6-minute call.
Just try and make this work, and they did.
I send the email out, right? I don't hear anything about it. Get a call from Mike thanking me. I'm like, what did I do? And he's like, you saved my buddy's home. So they were able to work something out. I still don't know what they did. It's none of my business.
Yeah, no, they did. Ended up doing a HELOC. But, I mean, this is just something I want the listeners to know that maybe you don't appreciate about David. I reached out to him at 8 o'clock at night on the behalf, you know, of one of my friends. And he literally, when I hung up, was able to call them and kind of put their mind at ease. Because anyone put in this situation, you cannot imagine the stress and pressure that comes with that when you have children and grandchildren and you're looking at losing your home. So thank you again.
My pleasure, bud. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 815 from 1140 today. Wanted to thank you for such an enjoyable show. Though much of the content is out of my financial reach, I still enjoy every minute, and it actually... I do have a question. I plan to contact you soon, but mostly want to thank you and your guests for such an enjoyable time. Thank you. So there you go.
Very nice.
Thank you. Have a texter right after that, 1141, Roy, 708. I'm a smoker. Don't smoke in my house, but can the air purifier help out a house? If they're smoking outside, you're bringing it in the house, right? It's... If you're a smoker, my mom was a smoker, may she rest in peace. You know, it's in your skin, it's in your hair.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It's in your clothes. She was in a scooter. It was in the scooter. So if they smoke outside and come in, can you purify the air inside the home? Of course you can, right? Isn't that what the air does?
And obviously, you know, smoking outside is better than smoking inside.
Sure.
But nevertheless, and there's a lot of other contaminants in the air other than your smoke. So it's still
I love how you prefaced it. Like, I smoke outside. But if I did smoke it, my neighbor smokes inside. I'm asking for my neighbor.
Right, my neighbor.
Could that solve the problem?
His name's Tom, and it just happens that his neighbor's name is Tom.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. Texter wanted me to mention it's Mike Dicka's 86th birthday today, so happy birthday, Coach.
The Coach.
Wow.
Want to talk about the current exorbitant cost of high property insurance. It is ridiculously high. 312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Do I have to buy a cake or can I just buy a store-bought schmutz cake? You see, I am spreading the Yiddish language throughout and Jewish heritage, right? It's the eighth day when you get circumcised, not the eighth month.
Yeah.
Which would kinda...
Well, good. Now everyone knows about circumcision for your Jewish culture. That's great.
If you had circumcision before 12, if you had the ticket, you could cash it and you'd win. See, okay. That's the type of guy that I am. 7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and phone. How does PermaSeal work on houses without basements? Here's the text I was looking for. Is there modifications to place the units since there is no basement? Thanks, Sarah and Crest Hill. That was the question that I was thinking of.
Great
that
name.
I found. So if you don't have a basement, Sarah's question, fire away.
Yeah, well, again, our unit does need to continuously drain, so we'll have to look at the home and stuff. So, let's say the last one we did, I did one of my homes was a slab home, and we just drilled a hole through the wall and let it drain out to gravity. But anyhow, that's part of the service. We need to look at the drainage as well as the venting and things to see the proper location. But, yes, we can do it in a home on a slab.
Shout out to Sarah Leonard. This is Don from Bolingbrook.
Mm.
You know Don from Bolingbrook?
Hey, Donnie.
You know a lot of Dons. In a lot of towns. Just wanted to say thank you for all you and your team are doing to help sell my mom's house after her passing.
Oh, yeah.
You are excellent. How much of your business is helping WGN listeners dispose of a home after a loved one passes away?
Unfortunately, it's a very common thing. But fortunately, we have good processes and systems to get them where they need to go so they can focus on the grieving and the path that they need to take, and we can handle the dirty work.
You do that all the time?
Do it all the time.
Life is...
She did that for my wife's family.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
You know, helped tell my wife, Tara, you know, what needed to be done and how she should go about it.
So yeah.
You helped one of the sales reps here, Bob. His mom passed.
That's right.
And they went with another realtor. Mm-hmm. They had a horse in their living room or something like that.
Hanging from the ceiling. It was like a 2-ton horse with live, like, actual human hair. It's very interesting.
Unique.
It was very unique.
I want to see pictures of that.
No, yeah. You don't. No, you don't.
We photoshopped it out.
Yeah. You don't want to see that at all. 312-981-7200. How much interest is the county losing because of the tax bills not being sent out? Thank you, 708. Here's what I know. And we talked about this at breakfast as well. Did you guys miss? my accountant filed my tax returns, okay, because I'm on extension with all the K-1s they've got.
Yep.
And he sent it in and underestimated. I know we got ahead of break, Brenny, but I just want to get this out. Break, Benny. And he underestimated my income.
Yep.
Okay. So I get a notice, a little love letter from the state of Illinois and the IRS saying, your income was understated. You owe us this money. Oh, and by the way, here's a nice big fat penalty. Okay. So I'm like, oh, isn't this refreshing? A unit of government that's working. Okay. So here you've got Cook County, Tony Preckwinkle, been in office since 2010, okay, 152 days before the next election, everybody. This is very important, okay? I paid my taxes to the state and to the government on time, but I sent in the wrong amount, still got penalized. Tony Preckwinkle is 110 days late by statute to send out the tax bill. She's 78 days late for collecting tax revenue. Nothing happens to this lady. She's Teflon. Nothing happens. I file on time, understate my income. I have to write 2 more checks. I go online. I pay it. Boom.
You're doing everything right.
I'm doing everything right. Yes. And I still get penalized. Tony Preckwinkle. No, nothing happens to these clowns. Mm. This is what we got running. When I said get involved in local elections, when I went after the people in Northbrook, this is what I was talking about. If it could happen in a town of 30,000 people in Northbrook, it's happening in the county of over 8 million people in Cook County. Okay, wake up. Okay, this is what's happening. Do something. Get involved. Vote. Because we got this clown show going on, and you've got local municipalities borrowing money at high interest rates to pay for services because this lady can't get her act together, and these clowns don't know how to run our county. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a question here, American-made or are they imported? I guess our listeners would like to know if your product will be impacted by tariffs.
So great question. All of our products are American-made, so we are not impacted by tariffs at all.
Okay.
Love it.
630, are you yelling at her or yelling at the people who are actually elected her? She is an elected official by the people of Cook County. Just for the record, you should try running sometime. Thanks for that breaking news. I didn't know that she was elected by the people of Cook County in 2010, that I've stated on the show repeatedly. And I did try to run for elected official school board in Northbrook. Out of 15 people, I came in 13. So take that. And I could say whatever I want. I'm not yelling. I'm speaking loudly due to the incompetence of the people that run this county. And I'm sick and tired of it, of not being able to get tax bills out on time. I'm sick and tired of paying $30 million for a piece of software in 2015 that was supposed to be delivered in 2018 that we've invested another $250 million into that's still screwed up. And we got homeless people living on the parkways on Lakeshore Drive in tents. That's what I'm upset about. And if we had effective leadership using the tax money that we've had given to them, maybe we wouldn't have all these problems. And do we really need over 6,500 units of government that all of this stuff is funding? So, yeah, let's address that, 630. And maybe if she came in there and had the guts to walk or drive the 0.8 miles from her county building to this studio here, we could talk about it. But she doesn't, and we won't, unfortunately. But thanks for texting. 312-981-7200. Jim, with a question about Cook County taxes, how can we help you? I did that in one breath, Sarah.
You sure did. Very impressive.
Go ahead, Jim. How can we help you, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to continue about the geniuses that run this county. I paid my mortgage off in the first installment 2020.
Yep.
And I always paid it to the mortgage. So first time I go to pay my bill, they sent me the taxes. They always sent me a copy of the taxes, even though I was paying it through my mortgage.
Yeah.
Well, I live in a condo, and my garage has a different
PIN.
PIN.
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that. Right. They sent me a bill, and then after 5 years, I had to pay penalties and back taxes. And then I look at the bill, you know, the copy of the taxes they were supposedly sending me, and they were sending it to my garage address.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, I
didn't even know I had that.
I will say this. In all fairness to the county, okay, Bill? Jim, sorry. It's he goes by Bill in our private conversation.
So got it.
Stay
it
in
makes,
your lane.
Makes sense.
Okay,
yep.
That's his private word. It is the homeowner and the business owner's responsibility to make sure that the tax bill for your property and your parking pass and your parking spot are going to the right place. So I encourage everybody. I'm glad you got it fixed, but it's not only happening to you. It happens to a lot of people. You need to go on, all of our listeners, if you own a home, need to go on your county website to make sure, all because you're not getting a real estate tax bill doesn't mean you don't own real estate taxes on the piece of property. Far from it. Like you are you're experiencing, and now you have to come up with a bigger sum and penalties, and maybe somebody bought your taxes and you have to redeem them from that investor. So thank you for calling, Jimmy.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Just happened
but
to a good friend of mine.
They don't tell you about your back taxes until after somebody has bought the property.
Well, sure, because somebody bought your taxes for you. My whole point is that if you have a piece of property and you're not getting a tax bill, and your piece of property includes a parking spot, like a lot of condos and townhouses do, right, Sarah Leonard?
Absolutely.
It is your responsibility to make sure that those tax bills are being sent to the proper location so you can make sure you pay them on time and not get them redeemed and have to pay a penalty. Okay? It's everybody's responsibility to own the piece of property that listens to the show throughout the United States and around the world. Okay, Jimmy, I'm running up against the break here, but hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And again, that texter, my therapist said I should express my feelings, and I'm just expressing my feelings. I'm just following it's not just one doctor, Sarah. I got one Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and all three of them told me I should express my feelings.
Common denominator.
I'll tell you what, if you're happy with the lack of leadership or the leadership that's running this county, then in 152 days, vote for Tony Preckwinkle or stay at home. Okay, I could tell you, we got Mayor Prozac over here who has nervous breakdowns, school teacher running the city of Chicago right into the ground. Okay, he wants to do a head tax, Roy. $21 for I didn't realize this. That's not only for the folks in Chicago, it's for everybody. Can you explain that? Mayor just proposed a $21 employment head tax for every company that employs more than 100 people. Okay, it's going to cost them 100 people, 25,000 G's a year, 200 people, 50 G's, 300 people, 75 G's, 400 people, 100 G's, 500 people, and plus 126 G's a year. Can you explain how that's going to impact your company?
Well, yeah, our office headquarters is in Burr Ridge, but we work, you know, in Chicago.
Yep.
And the way they work these licensing things, if you work in Chicago, you have, we have to comply. So they're going to hit us with the head tax as well. And all the companies that, you know, are not located in Chicago, but if they work in Chicago, they still will soak them with this tax.
Mm-hmm. And your office is in Burr Ridge.
Yeah.
Right.
And as I said, you know, that tax is going to be a lot for us. We have 200 employees and things like that. So what we're going to have to do is, of course, pass this on as a cost of doing business to the homeowners in Chicago. So they may think, oh, don't worry about it. We're just taxing the businesses. This comes right back to the taxpayers who live in Chicago.
All right. So all you geniuses, here's an idea. Here's a simple solution. Mike, you know, I'm a simple solution guy. I'm a simple guy. Okay, I'm a simple guy. I look complex. I look very, very, a lot of things going on, but I'm down underneath, you cut through this gruff exterior, I'm a very simple guy. So let's look at this. Number one, why don't you cut some expenses and consolidate offices? Number one. Number two, why don't you create safe living environments in the city of Chicago and create things on a weekly basis, especially in the summer, that encourages folks to come downtown? Like all of my friends in the burbs that don't come downtown because they don't want to get carjacked and they don't want to feel threatened for their lives. And they're experiencing all the restaurants that all the entire North Shore has to offer. They don't have to come down anymore. Kate, my wife and I used to come down a couple times a year, stay at a hotel, go see a show, just have fun in the city. We haven't done that in 5 years. Okay.
Yeah, my wife and I, too. Same thing.
You have a special announcement to your wife.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Tara, I love you. Happy anniversary yesterday. 27 incredible years and 4 children. So thank you. I love you.
Are they all yours?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sure. I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wait,
solid.
Yeah, we're going to go with yes.
Strong, solid answer. Lewis, you had an anniversary as well.
Yeah, so I went out and shot my awesome wife, Sarah. 5 happy years. It's been amazing. I can't wait for another 30.
All right, and Sarah is going to get engaged and get married next year on October 17th. So when you three are in studio together, we'll have a trifecta.
That'd be great.
Roy, when is your anniversary with Laura Ann?
August 3rd.
Oh, you nailed that. That's good.
August 15th.
All right, it was in August. You got August right, yeah. Laura Ann.
It was an odd number. It was good.
And it was our silver or golden, because it was our 15th anniversary on August 15th. So what is that? Yeah.
Did he get that right? Yes. Okay. You were close. 3 times 5 is 15. Yeah. It's multiples
of
3.
That's her birthday. So all these big events happen in August. For us.
Yes. Yeah, your
anniversary date, David?
10, 11. No, it's my wife's birthday. Yeah. 5, 5. Cinco de Mayo.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go. And, yeah, okay. And my daughter's birthday, who's in the other room, 3/27. Just wanted to throw that out there, March 27th. Right, Nat? Got it right? Got it. Nailed it.
You have to ask her, was that right?
Well, I got
are you sure?
Her sister's 3/1, and my other daughter's 4/25. 312-981. I'm a numbers guy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to take our last break. Lewis is going to be singing It's Raining Men. He thought we were kidding. And Lewis, you ready?
No, not at all.
All right, good. 312-981-7200, the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sports Chicago 720 WJ.
Let's review.
You know, if you had to bring in food instead of make your own meals.
Where are you going?
Take the family out because you don't have a functional kitchen. You want me to flowchart this for you?
David, land the plane.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I'm flying the plane. I don't know what airspace
God,
you're
I'm co-pilot.
In.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
My gosh.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-9. Quick turnaround for Benny. That's pretty impressive.
That was good. That was a great one.
It's usually like a couple of months to get a new one. Yeah, turn that around pretty quick. 312-981-7200. Nugget of knowledge, Sarah Leonard. What do you want to leave our listeners with?
I would say that recognizing that Q4 is busier than normal because inventory is growing and rates are lowering. So while everyone thinks that typically it's not a good time right now, I'd really say that that is not the case.
Name of the company that helps people sell a relative that has passed away. Thank you. 309 just came in.
Oh, very nice.
Stop laughing about dead people. Go ahead.
Sarah, 224-239-3966 or WGNSarah.com.
Like my wife would say, not everything is a joke.
David.
One more time.
224-239-3966.
Lewis, getting your pipes warmed up for YMCA, your nugget of knowledge on the way out.
So if you're looking for a more faster way, more cost-efficient way to update your kitchen, give Redo Cabinets a call, 630-381-5583. Once again, 630-381-5583.
We got a text here with this North Carolina extension. Thanks for making the garbage pickup fly by today, Kevin's family.
That's nice.
Yeah, there's 8 of them. They're like all attached at the ankle. Pretty impressive. I don't know how they snuck a phone in there. Maybe they paid off the cop or something. But nice job, Kevin. Your family's very, very creative. Mike Epping, Centegar Plumbing.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate the water heater sale we've got going on now through the end of November. 40-gallon water heater, standard installation with a haul-away for $11.95 and $12.95 for a 50-gallon. And don't forget to take the hoses off your outside.
Silcox.
There it is.
Hold on, I missed that. Hold on. Her microphone was down. What was that?
The Silcox.
Yes. Is there an S at the end, or is it a Silcox? It
depends on how many they have on their home.
It's always, I think it's always plural.
Either way.
But I've got four.
Sarah says it's plural. So
it's plural.
I've got four. Three. Well, three that are attached. So I've got the cocks. Yeah, I got
exactly.
Three of them.
You've got three.
All right. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
I'm serious. Silcox, you need to unhook your hose today.
Sure. And turn the water off on the inside of the house.
All right, Roy Spencer, great segue into your nugget of knowledge. Once again, WGNinsulation.com.
Thank you. circling back to what I started today talking about, you know, a lot of home improvement going on in the fall, how to avoid being scammed by the dirty tricks of home improvement contractors. Don't go with the cheapest. Don't go with somebody who can do it the soonest. Do deal with an established, reputable contractor who uses his own, labor and employees and has license permits and certificate of insurance.
Phone number and website for listeners who want to reach out.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
All right, the rookie song. Some people hate this. Some people love it. And I love that some people hate it. So
this is like uncomfortable. You're going to make someone do this.
Yes. And you're sitting right next to him while he's doing it. You know how you get comfortable with something that you're uncomfortable with? You do it.
Come on your show.
You do it over and over and over again. That's what I tell my team about doing social media. That's how you get comfortable with something you're uncomfortable with. I should come talk to your team.
Maybe here we go.
Maybe
return
a phone call to me. All right, here we go, Lewis. Ready? 3, 2, 1. The entire future of Redo Cabinets.
Are they going to play background music?
Lewis, great job.
Thank you.
That was great.
RedoCabinets.com. Give us a call.
That was great.
I don't know if he deserved that much clapping, but all right. Thanks for listening. You're a good sport. Great job.
Thanks, Dave.
I should get a raise, maybe a company car. If you want to reach me during the week, 855-563-2843. That is 2843. That's our website.
Rates are that's not your website.
No, that's
sure?
my phone number. 56david.com is our website. 855-563-2843. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. We got Northwestern football coming up next. Iridian's last show is next week. She's leaving us. She can't take it any longer working this show and working with Hanson. And she's decided to throw us to the curb and just go with a real radio host, John Hanson. Appreciate you listening. Go Cubs. Oh, I'm sorry, next year. Go Bulls. Go Blackhawks. Go Bears. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, Sarah Leonard from the Sarah Leonard Team, and Louis Shapiro from Redo Cabinets. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.